Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. A crucial moment has arrived. Sam Young and Mr. Brewster, together with two of Mr. Brewster's business associates, have just driven up to Coronet Lake to look over the property Mr. Young is offering for sale. Sam is hoping these men will be able to come to a quick decision, because so much depends on it. He's promised to let Mr. Walters know by noon whether he'll be able to hold his house by making a down payment on it, and that down payment depends on whether this deal goes through. They're getting out of the car now, and Mr. Young turns to Mr. Brewster.
Well, here we are, gentlemen. This is the place. Nice view up here, isn't it?
That is beautiful. What a big lake that is. Lovely spot. This must have been quite a place in its day.
Oh, it certainly was. It was a famous old inn.
Well, I can see why it was popular. Mr. Young, I can tell you that Mr. Wakefield and Mr. Drake here have come along with me because they feel I'm a prejudiced in favor of this property before seeing it.
That's right. Yeah, we've got to keep a curb on Brewster. He seemed a little over-enthusiastic about Elmwood, but... Well, we agree that it is a nice place, Mr. Young.
Well, it's a small place, and, well, there are lots of us who love it.
This is the old Coronet House itself?
Yep, that's it. It's only a shell now, but it was a grand place years ago. I've been trying to find out from Mr. Brewster just what it is you want this property for and, just what you have in mind.
Well, we'll tell you that in just a second, Mr. Young. Now, how big a tract of land is this?
Well, it's a little over 150 acres. Hmm. 20 acres on the lake and the rest back through the woods there.
See.
There are good roads up here and, the only trouble with the property is the house itself, which is in very bad repair, as I told you. Now, I would suggest tearing it all down and saving money that way, if you intend to use it as a hotel or inn or a winter sports resort or whatever it is you have in mind.
Suppose we go inside.
Well, all right. I've got the key right here.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Say, this must have been a magnificent place at one time.
Yes, it was, Mr. Brewster. It was famous all through the countryside. But, you see, it hasn't been open for years. The last time anybody was up here was a movie company on location. Yeah, they took a lot of pictures up here, and you can see for yourselves that the ceilings are practically non-existent. The place is stripped of water pipes and a few other things.
Ah, it'd be much easier to put up cottages, a group of little cottages down on the lake for what we want.
Well, it's a real bargain, gentlemen. There's quite a big mortgage on it, and it would only take a few thousand cash over and above the mortgage.
How big is the mortgage?
$30,000.
How much cash?
$10,000.
That's $40,000. Well, that's a little higher than we want to go.
Well, now, Mr. Brewster, maybe it could be arranged to shave the cash a little.
What do you think of it, Wakefield?
Well, the house, as Mr. Young says, would be no use to us at all. In fact, it's a liability in its present condition. Now, I think a group of cottages would be much more to the point.
Cottages? You mean small cottages?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, now, look, maybe I've got just the thing for you. I've got a tourist camp down at Johnstown that I put up last year. Now, if those would suit you for the proposition you have in mind, I could have them moved up here. Now, I've got a very good carpenter who could take care of the construction for you.
Why, that'd be fine, Mr. Young. Sounds like just what we want.
The tourist camps?
Well, we might as well tell you, Mr. Young, since we've gone this far. If we like your property, and it's just barely possible that we may decide to buy it for our group, that this is a philanthropic movement.
Philanthropic?
You see, Mr. Young, there's a group of people in New York who want very much to find a place where they can build a series of cottages or homes for retarded children.
For retarded children?
There's been quite a little money subscribed, and of course a great deal of it has to be used to bring the children here. And eventually, when the cottages are put up, they'll have a matron in charge, nurses, teachers, and a regular doctor. The whole thing will be run like a school, because the children will be of all ages from all over the country.
Well, now, say, Mr. Brewster, that's a very fine idea. And I'm sure the people of Elmwood would be delighted to have something like that in their midst.
Well, you see, the trouble is that, like all other public-spirited enterprises, we need more money than we already have. Although we have enough to start. But we haven't got quite enough to swing it yet. That's why we hesitate to go ahead, even though I'm sure we can satisfy our group that this is the right place for it.
Well, now, Mr. Brewster, you ought to be able to arrange that money without much trouble. I should think that people hereabouts would be tickled to death to dig down into their jeans for a cause like that. Particularly if they can come up here and see the place themselves and look at the children and feel they had a hand in it.
That's what we're hoping, Mr. Young. We're hoping to raise the money and interest the community in our project simply because it touches the heart of everybody.
Well, now, you've got a real fine idea, Mr. Brewster, and I can't think of a better use for this property to be put to. It's beautiful in summer and cool up here. The children could bathe right here along the lake, and it's as safe as a church. This is very shallow, as a shelving beach, you know. And there could be boats, a raft put out, and perhaps a swimming teacher. Mm. Or maybe the boys, Pepper and some of his crowd, could come up here summer days and teach the youngsters to swim.
You say it would be fine in summer.
Why, it certainly would. And I'm sure that if you could use the tourist camps or the lumber in them, I could have them moved up here and have Beeman take care of the construction for you. That is, if you want more cottages.
Wait a minute. How about heating them for winter?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They are a summer type of cottage.
Well, to tell you the truth about that, Mr. Young, I don't believe the whole thing would be ready before spring. And I'd just as soon have them come here when the weather is warmer. Perhaps we'll get enough money into the sinking fund so that we can build a main house for the following winter, if we need it, with a furnace.
Uh-huh.
The tourist camps would be excellent for the spring and summer of next year. And I think it'd be just a matter of tearing down this building, clearing the land, raising the money we need, before going ahead with the actual building of the main house.
Mm-hmm, I see. Well, now, Mr. Brewster, I can make you a good price on the camps. They're practically ready, and there's furniture in them, bedding, and all the rest.
Mr. Young, that sounds too good to be true. We didn't expect to run into anything like that. In fact, I think it's exactly what we want. What do you think, Wakefield?
I think it looks pretty good. What do you think, Ray?
Well, now, look, I don't think we should go so fast. We'd better look at some other property before we decide anything. After all, we've got several other pieces to look over.
Well, now, I do hope you decide on this one, Mr. Drake. I'd not only like to make the sale and turn over this property, but I'd like to see this kind of project in Elmwood. I think it's just the sort of thing that the women here would take a great interest in. And you'd find that a lot of them would be up here giving you a hand with the children.
Well, that is mighty interesting, Mr. Young. I'll tell you what I'll do. You let me talk it over with these gentlemen here. We'll wander around a while, look the place over, and then we'll come back and tell you what our decision is.
Well, all right, Mr. Brewster, and I hope it'll be an affirmative answer. I confess that your plans appeal to me, and I think the women here will be able to help you, although I suppose you'll supply your own staff.
Oh, yes, we'll have our own staff, but that doesn't mean that the children won't be available to the neighbors. They can't be taken out, taken on trips, and taken into their homes as guests.
Well, it's a mighty fine thing, Mr. Brewster. Now, all that remains is for you to decide whether you want this property or not.
Well, I, for one, certainly do want it. It's a beautiful spot, an ideal spot. It's far enough away from the town and yet accessible. And it's a fine, healthy country up here in these woods.
Yes. Well, if you'll excuse us now, Mr. Young, we'll just sit here and talk this over. We don't want to detain you. And Mr. Brewster here will get in touch with you just as soon as we decide what we're going to do.
Mr. Young, you know there are several other pieces of property to look at. We don't want to make up our minds too hastily, although I can see that Mr. Brewster and Mr. Wakefield here are already sold on Carnet Lake.
Well, I hope you'll all agree on that, Mr. Drake. I think it's a fine Christian deed, gentlemen, and I'm sure Elmwood will stand solidly behind you in such an enterprise.
At last, Mr. Young knows what Mr. Brewster's clients want to do with the Coronet Lake property. And it's a project after his own heart. Now, if Mr. Brewster can reach a decision today, there's still a chance for Sam Young to keep the Union Street house where it belongs, right in the Young family. And now, a message from our sponsor. Mr. Brewster makes up his mind next time. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a Modern Drama production.